Well, it's been very hectic. I suppose the main priorities in the beginning was to try and make areas safe. So I suppose contacting the council about getting roads cleared, contacting the ESB about dangerous wires down on roads and in farmland. Irish Water then trying to see about issues with water and that. So there's a range of things. And I suppose now we're kind of, a lot of the roads has been cleared and people are starting to be able to get in and out of houses and that. I suppose now it's moving back on to power and water and telephone lines.
Jimshambo village is just about a kilometre or so away from where we're speaking. Electricity has been restored to a number of houses there, but houses on the outskirts of the town and surrounding areas could be without electricity for a significant period of time.
Yeah, there's a fault or there on power check now this morning just outside Jimshambo here around Acres Lake or out the Carrick Road, and it's showing actually a estimated restoration time of the 5th of February. So there's another area like that just out in Drumcong as well with an estimated date of the 5th of February. I suppose what the ESB have done this time is to try not to put up estimated restoration times until they assessed different areas and to try and have it more accurate. I suppose there was a lot of confusion and annoyance the last time. Dates kept changing. Doubt if they have been able to assess all these faults, but they have put up these estimated dates. So I suppose fingers crossed, we hope that those times might reduce. But what seems to be happening, especially this time, is the ESB is getting one fault fixed, and that's getting a small amount of the houses back in. But what the initial number that that fault would have been shown isn't all getting back in at that time, because they're only getting small bits done, and there's another fault a bit further on, and there's multiple faults then after they get the first one fixed. So I suppose they aren't even up on the system at all yet, and it is going to take a very long time. And I suppose we're not going to have the help coming to this region like we did in the previous storm, Storm Dara, because we had help here from Cork, Kerry, Donegal, all over the country was here. Even timber crews was here from every county in Ireland the last time, and we're not going to have that because the damage is right across the country this time. So it is going to take longer.
There's a major problem with phone coverage, there's internet coverage, people can't get on mobile data. They're probably unaware of these dates, and when they do eventually get to log on, albeit travelling a few kilometres, and they see that they could be out in some instances in the first few days of February, that's going to come as a major shock.
It is definitely. I suppose communication is a huge factor this time, and that's affecting the emergency response teams as well. Council staff communicating with one another, even the fire brigades. ESB crews need to be able to contact each other when it's safe to switch back in lines or not, and communicating where different issues is and that. And all of these things is hindering the response and the time to get back. So I suppose I can see people travelling to different high locations and spots, and you can notice two or three cars sitting in places where there is a small bit of coverage. And I'm afraid that's possibly going to go on for another few days.
You mentioned water, and in the aftermath of Storm Dara, there were significant water disruptions here around Jimshambo. What has it been like so far since Friday?
I suppose we had an initial outage before the storm impacted at all, and that was where Irish Water took action to put in a temporary generator in Carrick and Shannon at the water production plant, and it had to be shut down actually for a short time to get that generator hooked up. I suppose within a few hours of that shutdown, we had people losing water, and I suppose that just shows that how small the capacity is there if there's any outage. The generator was up and running, but some other issue happened, and production many hours was lost on the night of the storm, not a result as of a loss of electricity, but due to another issue, and that has significantly impacted on supplies. Many areas are getting supply for some hours during each day, and hopefully that will increase as the time goes over. I suppose as people use water during the day, the reservoirs are emptying and then they're replenishing overnight. But that looks like it's going to go on, but not to the same impact as in Storm Dara, I don't think. You can have all sorts of different issues. Electricity is one part of the problem, but there can be many other different things can impact on water production, but fingers crossed it won't be as bad on the water end.
Ironically, on Thursday night, just before the storm hit, a major meeting took place in Bandamore. It was hosted by the Leitrim Public Participation Network. It was in connection with the damage caused by Storm Dara and other storms, where areas in Leitrim and in Jimshambo were left without water, left without electricity. It was due to overhanging trees and forest trees falling on power lines. So invitations were sent out to members, representatives from Quilcha, representatives from the ESB, representatives from Ishke Aaron. A large crowd turned up, but not too many representatives from the companies that we just mentioned.
No, it was a huge crowd of people there. The meeting was very well run by the PPN, and it was very well organised, and people got to put forward solutions, and it was all about a solution based. That was the whole focus of the meeting. The meeting, everyone was very cordial and trying to put forward different experiences lived in and solutions. And I suppose it's very disappointing. The room was packed, and a lot of people that was there, it wasn't just because they were affected in Storm Dara, but they've been affected multiple times. And it's very disappointing that no one was there from the ESB or from Ishgairn or from any of the forestry companies to see the crowd and to see, listen to how it is impacting on them, and to listen about the solutions that those people put forward. And I suppose if there was some representatives there, they might have been able to explain the pluses and the negatives of the solutions, or how practical they would be to putting them in place. So I suppose it's very disappointing that they weren't there, but all the responses and submissions from that meeting has been correlated by the Leitrim PPN, and they're going to send it off to them anyway. So hopefully we will see something on that, but it's going to take many agencies to solve this problem of the way leaves and the setbacks in forestry, and to try and get them widened. But I suppose it's not. There's many problems there. I seen one forester after the last storm that was being very proactive when trees had fallen on a road, and was getting a timber harvester to that forestry to clear the road, and wanted to clear other trees between the road and the power lines, and had contacted the Forest Service, and the Forest Service would only give them permission to clear 20 metres along the road. And I suppose it was basically stopping them from doing preventative works to save those power lines. And we're very much trying to prevent power outages in that wood again, but were being hindered by the Forest Service. So I suppose no one organisation, the ESB, isn't going to solve this on their own. Forest Service isn't. It's going to take everyone coming together to try and solve this problem.
The fact that nobody from those companies attended the meeting, it's not going to fill anybody with confidence now that's maybe listening to this interview and is currently without electricity or water, or maybe both.
No, it definitely is not. I suppose, especially with the ESB, we're all paying very expensive ESB bills, one of the most expensive places in Europe. And look, I know they're working extremely hard today, and they're up to their eyes, and they hadn't even got all the repairs done from Storm Dara. I know that just on Thursday there they were doing, trying to get power back into a holiday home that was out of power since Storm Dara. So I know they're working very hard, but I think they should have send someone to the meeting to hear the people's views, and it would have been, it was all done in a very respectful way, and it's disappointing the work in there. But I suppose I want to commend all the work that they are doing in very bad conditions here today, and the terrain is very difficult and bad weather conditions again today, and the ESB crews are out working flat out, the council staff are out working, Ishgairn had staff out working right throughout the night to make sure that there wasn't any more downtime at the plant, and stayed there throughout the night to try and make sure and that any more time wouldn't be lost. So I suppose I want to thank all those people working on the ground and doing their very best, but it's disappointing that someone from management or a senior level wasn't at the meeting that night.
Yeah, frontline workers doing their best. No point in anybody venting their frustration at them. It's a very difficult task that they face over the next few days, and it's certainly the severity of it again being added to by the weather that we're experiencing here at present.
Yeah, I suppose we all know that any time of storm or wind, no matter how strong it is, there'll be a certain amount of outages, and I suppose that's going to be the case today, where there's possibly going to be areas that got power back, could be knocked off again. And all that takes time to get back up again. So I suppose today we'll have to see how bad it comes, but there's going to be some added work to the already massive pile of work that's there already. So it's not good either, and it just leaves it more difficult for the staff working to try and get back, and slows the thing down.
And as a county councillor, the phone is going to be hot for the next number of days, I presume.
It's hot, but any time I leave the house, I have absolutely no coverage at all. So if people haven't bothered getting me, the only time I can get coverage is if we have power at home and I have Wi-Fi and coverage there. But I suppose I have to be out on the ground trying to see things. And I suppose when I get reports, unless I get a picture of the actual poles and as much information as possible, I have to go and see a lot of these issues, so that the information that I'm passing on to DSB or the council or whoever it is accurate, and that maybe that situation should be prioritised over one or another. So I suppose if I can get as much accurate information as possible, I will be logging everything that I get.